From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello VOA listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me Rahma, who will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we present some information starting from news, diplomatic corner, and so forth. We will also play some songs. Now let's begin with news, so stay with us only on voanews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono targets to complete Jelantah Dam construction in 2023. Bank Indonesia affirms West Java potentially becomes Indonesia's first region to switch to electric vehicle. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where the Indonesian Minister of Public Works and Public Housing PUPR, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, aims to complete the construction of Jelantah Dam Karanganyar District, Central Java by the end of 2023. He noted in a written statement received in Jakarta on Sunday that apart from Jelantah Dam, his side is also working on 12 other dams across Indonesia this year. In the 2015-2025 period, the ministry is targeting to complete the construction of a total of 61 dams that are projected to increase the supply of premium irrigation water for 10.6% to 19.3%. The increase is in line with the government's efforts to expand irrigation network areas of 1.12 million hectares, as well as to rehabilitate 3.84 million hectares of irrigation network. Bank Indonesia's West Java Representative Office mentioned that the province has a very high potential to become the first Indonesian region to make a transition to the use of electric vehicle. Head of Bank Indonesia's West Java Representative Office, Erwin Hutapea, said in his office in Bandung City, West Java on Sunday that the province's investment value in motorized vehicle reaches 27 trillion rupiah or 1.8 billion US dollar, which in turn would possibly penetrate electric vehicle sector as well. He also stated that Indonesia is fully capable of developing a suitable ecosystem for electric vehicles considering the country's abundant resources, including mineral resources and a large number of power plants. According to him, the development of suitable ecosystem for electric vehicle is in line with Bank Indonesia's mission to ensure that rupiah will remain a stable currency in the future. Indonesia will host the 2024 Asian Pacific Aquaculture, or APA, a conference event on fish farming for Asia-Pacific countries in Surabaya, East Java, according to the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries. The Minister's Director General of Aquaculture, Hairu Rahayu, said in Jakarta on Saturday that Indonesia was selected as the 2024 APA host because it is one of the largest fish producers, especially in aquaculture fisheries, making it attractive to foreign investors. He expected the event would provide benefits for both foreign investors and the domestic market in Indonesia. He added that APA 2024 is a momentum for Indonesia to increase investment in the fisheries sector. It will directly support and increase economic growth in Indonesia. Let's move on to the international news where the Australian government will provide a new $110 million Australian dollars package to Ukraine, including 70 military vehicles to defend against Russia's invasion. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said on Monday the fresh commitment take Australia's total contribution for Ukraine to $790 million Australian dollars. To prop up Ukraine's economy and trade, Albanese said Australia will also extend duty-free access for goods imported from Ukraine for another 12 months. The latest military assistance package will include 28 M113 armored vehicle, 14 special operation vehicle, 28 medium trucks, and 14 trailers. Oil prices rose on Monday after a revolt by Russian mercenaries over the weekend raised concerns about political instability in Russia and the potential impact on oil supply from one of the world's largest producers. Goldman Sachs analysts said markets may price a moderately higher probability that domestic volatility in Russia leads to supply disruptions. However, the impact may be limited because spot fundamentals have not changed, the analyst added. Pakistan's parliament on Sunday approved the government's 2023-2024 budget, which was revised to meet International Monetary Fund conditions in a last-ditch effort to secure the release of more bailout funds. The IMF in mid-June expressed dissatisfaction with the country's initial budget, saying it was a missed opportunity to broaden the tax base in a more progressive way. The revised budget was approved a day after Finance Minister Ishak Dar introduced new taxes and expenditure cuts. Hydrocarbons will continue to be an important part of the energy mix in Southeast Asia, Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim said on Monday, as affordability and energy security remain key concern for the region of more than 500 million people. Anwar said in opening the inaugural Energy Asia Conference hosted by Malaysia's state oil firm Petronas that Malaysian government will launch two roadmaps in the second half of the year detailing the country's potential for developing hydrogen fuel and carbon capture and storage technology. Malaysia is also committed to joining a global pledge to cut methane emissions by 30% by 2030 versus 2020 levels. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on PPI Hokkaido cooperates with the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo to hold an annual scientific meeting. The Indonesian Students Association PPI in Hokkaido, Japan, along with the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo, held the 18th annual scientific meeting. The activity, which was held in mid-June, aims to encourage harmonization of the latest food research with ecological and social considerations. The event entitled Hokkaido Indonesian Students Association Scientific Meeting has attended by dozens of participants from various universities and research institutions in Indonesia and Japan. With the theme, Harmonization of Cutting-Edge Food Research with Ecological and Social Considerations, the scientific meeting aims to discuss the latest innovation and discoveries in food research, which also consider environmental and social aspects. The event, which took place at Hokkaido University, invited several leading scientists in the field of food research to be speakers at the event. They include Teruo Sone from Hokkaido University, Shinto Wahyuning Ardi from the Faculty of Agriculture IPB, and Donald Sehaan from the Palm Oil Research Center. Teruo Sone, in his presentation, stressed the need for a comprehensive food research and food research concept to be able to solve global challenges by utilizing local potential. Apart from discussing food research and implementation in the field, this activity also facilitates a scientific interaction to produce international class research. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nico Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sila, atulang pendukungmu, patria.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Let's begin today in history on June 26 with an event in 1945 when UN Charter was signed. The UN Charter is the basic treaty within the United Nations signed by the 50 original members of the UN in San Francisco on June 26, 1945. The Charter entered into force on October 24, 1945 after being ratified by its five founding members, namely China, France, the Soviet Union, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The UN Charter explicitly stated that it has powers over all other UN agreements. Let's move on to the next event in 1988 about International Anti-Narcotics Day. International Anti-Narcotics Day is the United Nations International Day Against Drugs Abuse and Illegal Drug Trafficking. It has been held annually on June 26 since 1989. This date was chosen to commemorate Lin Jieshu's services to combating the opium trade in human Guangdong before the Opium War in China. This observance was established by the United Nations through General Assembly Resolution 42-112 of December 7, 1987. The commemoration of the International Day Against Drugs Abuse and Illicit Traffic in Illegal Drugs is a form of a solidarity and cooperation to achieve the goal international community free from drug abuse. Let's end today in history. In 2000 event when Pramudyanantatur received the 11th Fukuoka Asian Culture Award. Pramudyanantatur is a leading writer in Indonesian literature in the 20th century. Pramudia has produced more than 50 works and translated into more than 42 foreign languages. Pramudyanantatur received the grand prize at the 11th Fukuoka Asian Culture Awards in Japan for considered meritorious in introducing Asian culture to the world.
Bergetar relung jiwaku.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian state-owned port company PT Pelabuhan Indonesia Pelindo, together with Indonesia Investment Authority Consortium and Dubai Port World, signed a collaboration to develop Belawan New Container Terminal located in North Sumatra Province. Pelindo Main Director Arief Soehartono at the cooperation signing ceremony in Jakarta last Friday said, "This investment partnership marks an important milestone for Indonesia's port infrastructure to accelerate Indonesia's economic growth through capital investment and strategic expertise." Arief Soehartono was optimistic that this collaboration could become a catalyst for Belawan New Container Terminal as an international standard container terminal. It would take on the main role of being a world-class trade facilitator through strategic connectivity, integrated port ecosystem, and modern operations, including business development through containers. He emphasized realizations of investment cooperation and the operation of Belawan New Container Terminal is one of form of embodiment of the company's 2023 roadmap, namely business expansion and strategic partnerships. This cooperation is also one of the proofs that after the merger, the level of investors' confidence in Pelindo has increased. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Board of Directors of Indonesia Investment Authority Rida Wirakusuma said, "The agency became a bridge between Pelindo and Dubai Port World. It has two tasks, namely to help Indonesia develop sustainable development and build prosperity in the future." According to him, Indonesia's Investment Authority investment in Belawan New Container Terminal is an important step for placing Indonesia as a leading maritime access as well as key player in the global logistic industry. This transformative project supports economic growth and advances Indonesia's maritime sector, provides an important role in driving economic growth in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Group Chairman and CEO of Dubai Port World Sultan Ahmed bin Sulaim expressed pride that Dubai Port World could be part of Indonesia's efforts to expand Belawan New Container Terminal and support Sumatra's economic development ambitions through infrastructure development. By investing in sustainable cutting-edge technology, class training world, as well as the application of the highest health and safety standards, Dubai Port World has a mission to eliminate inefficiencies and further increase the flow of trade between Indonesia and the world.
Ku ingin tahu, kalau kau mau, ku ingin kita mau. Hentikan itu sebelum terlambat jadi masalah baru. Tanpa terbuang, ganggu selalu ku memang harus pergi. mati. Kau hidup lagi.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to the hinterland of South Kalimantan forest that doesn't only have typical flora and fauna of tropical forests of South Kalimantan, but also beautiful waterfalls. One of them is Mandin Damar Waterfall, located at Gunung Raya Village, Mantewe District, Tanah Bumbu Regency, South Kalimantan. Mandin Damar Waterfall has a height of about 10 meters with a width of between 15 to 18 meters. Besides being known as the Mandin Damar Waterfall, the local people also often call it Virgin Waterfall. Because the natural atmosphere of the waterfall is still very beautiful and this area maintains its sustainability. Although many tourists have visited this tour, they do not litter or damage the environment. The waterfall is surrounded by forests and hasn't been touched by many people. The water is clear and deep, especially at the bottom of the falls. Because the water is clear, local residents believe that the water flowing from Mandin Damar Waterfall can be drunk without boiling it. Visitors can enjoy the beauty of Mandin Damar Waterfall from two sides, namely from below or from above the waterfall. For visitors who like to challenge adrenaline can jump from above the waterfall to swim in the Mandin Damar Waterfall River. But you still have to be careful not to hurt yourself when jumping. Listener, the easiest way to get to Mandin Damar Waterfall is through Loksado District, Hulu Sungai Selatan Regency. To enter this tourist spot, you only need to pay 10,000 rupiah or less than $1. Due to its remote location, not many facilities are available at Mandin Damar Waterfall. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Need you to know, like your validation's even relevant, and you just hurt me from. find me lying here in a fantasy. You made this comfy, I don't want to leave. My instincts tell me that I should pack my things, cause we just had no chemistry.
And if you were coming back, you say I like you like that, but none of that makes sense to me. Mistakes are so well designed, no universe is alike. My court, and I just need you to know.
Your validation's even relevant, and you just hurt me for the hell of it. Taking it back just to say it again, I think we're better off as friends. Like opinion minds are relevant, but you won't hear the other half of it. Call it
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Festival Pesona Mentawai. Festival Pesona Mentawai, which means Pesona Mentawai Festival. So stay tuned. We're going to present to you a conversation entitled Mereka Sangat Pemberani. Mereka Sangat Pemberani, which means they are so brave. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and a female tourist guide on Siberut Island, Mentawai Islands, and Chris shows his feeling about the character of a young man who is practicing archery at the Mentawai Traditional Archery Festival. Let's listen to the conversation.
Mereka memakai busur panah tradisional Mentawai.
Mereka sangat pemberani. Busurnya saja setinggi tubuhnya.
Iya, anak-anak itu berlatih memanah untuk berburu sejak kecil.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Mereka, mereka, which means they. Sangat pemberani, which means so brave. Mereka sangat pemberani, which means they are so brave. Busur panah, which means bow. Tradisional, which means traditional. Setinggi tubuhnya, which means as tall as the body. Anak-anak, which means children. Berlatih, which means practice. Memanah, which means archery. Berburu, which means hunting. Sejak kecil, which means since childhood. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, mereka sangat pemberani. Mereka sangat pemberani, which means they are so brave. The expression is an affirmation of the sentence, mereka memakai busur panah tradisional Mentawai. Mereka memakai busur panah tradisional Mentawai, which means they use Mentawai traditional bow. In the expressions, there is the word pemberani, pemberani, which means brave. It shows the character of the Mentawai tribe. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word that shows a character. Penakut, penakut, which means coward. Chris bukan penakut. Chris bukan penakut, which means Chris is not coward. Penyabar, penyabar, which means patient. Sinta seorang pemandu wisata yang penyabar. Sinta seorang pemandu wisata yang penyabar, which means Sinta is a patient tourist guide. At Pesona Mentawai Festival, there is Mentawai Traditional Archery Festival. In the archery festival, the activities are archery competition and poisonous arrow attraction. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mereka memakai busur panah tradisional Mentawai.
Mereka sangat pemberani. Busurnya saja setinggi tubuhnya.
Iya, anak-anak itu berlatih memanah untuk berburu sejak kecil.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Turn the headphone up. Check. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yo. Yeah, it's a brand new day, T's and jeans and a brand new J. Sex the sunshine, I'm a brand new shade, sipping on a cup of tea and a creme brulee. I've been working so hard like yay, second man is so thick like a Kim Kardashian. She don't wanna go home, so we go to ballet, flying high like with Jasmine and Prince Ale. Do whatever that you want, nothing to lose, you want to live once. Show what you got, and you don't stop, put in the effort and you be on top. Be like LeBron, be like MJ, give it all like Leona Messi. Practice and practice till you get the palace and you're the future in your galactic.
Ain't gotta give up, none to bring me down. Ain't gotta give up, none to bring me down. You ain't gotta give up, none to bring you down. You ain't gotta give up, none to bring you down.
First, I like the fancy things. I want a designer bag, I want a diamond ring. Not to mention that I'm paying all the bills, so I gotta put in work cause somebody else will. Just finished 3 shows this week. Cause I gotta write, I ain't got no sleep. Haters be talking but I ain't weak. I'ma keep my mouth shut while I keep my checks big, man. Go down in history, it's so much you end up in misery. Used to be a psycho and no one missing me. Now I wake up to people trying to sound like me. Do you know who I am? I guess not. Even don't show respect, but goodbye. Friends to the fake one, hell nah. Boy, if you know what you want.
Ain't gotta give up, don't give up, don't give up. None to bring me down.
Yeah,
ain't gotta give up.
Come on,
none to bring me down. Nothing can bring you down. Nothing can bring me down.
You ain't gotta give up. Don't give up, don't give up.
None to bring you down. You ain't gotta give up.
Don't gonna give up now.
None to bring you down.
Feel the beat. Hey,
let's go.
Give it up.
Let's go.
Give it up.
Hey.
Let's go.
When a beat drops.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Play Go mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. The next segment is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
VY listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Satu Rasa Cinta by Arif Putra. The song Satu Rasa Cinta, which in English means One Love, was released in 2022 and popularized by a young singer from West Sumatra, Arif Putra. The lyrics of the song were written by Ajay Pasma and the music was arranged by Deki Rian. The song tells about someone who loves his girlfriend so much, no matter how difficult the obstacles will be faced. The presence of that person is very precious, so he decides to live with his lover forever. Well, listener, here is Arif Putra with the song Satu Rasa Cinta. Enjoy!
Bagaimana esok?
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Langkahmu untuk masuk ke hidupku.
Listener, wherever you are, that's our programs on the English program from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any comments, suggestion, criticism, any feedback for Voice of Indonesia, just drop us a line through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and YouTube channel VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.